Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm guest host Jason Derkovics, along with my wife, Pasha Derkovics. We were asked to fill in for Daniel today, and we're so honored to do so. The Power Hour has been beyond a blessing for our family, for our business. The Power Hour was our first wholesale company that heard the message we were putting out there. They did their research, as they always do with all their products. Had a great interview conversation with Joyce in the past, and she felt the truth of what we were sharing, and that began our outreach through our word-of-mouth advertising. So we're so grateful for the Power Hour, so grateful for everything, the message that Daniel brings, because his truth needs to get out there, whether it's supplements, whether it's things of politics, whether it's things of just life in general. The Power Hour is a source for truth. Pasha, how are you doing today? You there? All right. So I'll just continue along. So with the Power Hour, they are offering an amazing special this week. Actually, they said until supplies run out. So they're doing 25% off of all Grown by Nature supplements. Some exclusions apply. 25% sale is good while supplies last. A 25% sale excludes the multivitamin, the zinc, calcium, and the pro-magnesium. But those are also 10% this week. The Power Hour does carry our GTF chromium, our multivitamin, our calcium, also our iron and molybdenum, our potassium, our pro-magnesium, our selenium, extremely important, our vitamin B complex, vitamin C, vitamin E, and also our zinc and copper. So those are the items that are on sale this week. And just wanted to, before we get into really truly talking about each item, so that is our goal today, is to talk about each item and why they are individually needed and why Grown by Nature is the only option when you're out there searching. So in order to address Grown by Nature, I figured this was sort of going to play like a what I could have said, what I should have said theater. So I had a couple of times in the past where we were on the show and we were highlighting these products and questions that would come about. And then after the show, the reality sets in of, oh, I could have said this or I should have said that. This may have explained this better. And then we field a lot of phone calls from listeners as well. So at that point, I'm hoping to address some of these frequently asked questions that come about to us. One of the biggest ones that does come about is the question, I reviewed Grown by Nature's label, and I'm concerned that there is not an adequate milligram or microgram dosage compared to other supplements. Am I still going to be getting adequate supplementation with Grown by Nature supplements? And the honest truth is, yes, you are going to be getting that which your body requires, that which your body needs, without any of the artificial chemistry that puts a burden on our body. So let's address first the talk of, yes, if you look at our label, for example, I bring up calcium as the greatest example. Our label says 30 milligrams. When you go to the doctor and they do a bone scan, they say, you know, you have signs for early osteoporosis, your bones are weakening. They suggest then to go get some calcium. Now, the doctor basically doesn't point you to Grown by Nature most often. If they were listening to the Power Hour through the years, they most likely would have, as a lot of doctors have subscribed to that message of truth. However, this doctor would just be pointing you in the direction and saying, go and get some calcium. Well, which one, doctor? Well, you just make sure you get 1,000 milligrams to meet the RDA. Now, let's talk about that 1,000 milligram RDA. If you were to try to obtain that through your diet on a daily basis, I don't think anyone's stomach could actually contain the amount of food in order for your body to break down and get 1,000 milligrams of calcium daily. If you take a look at the elephant, the largest bone mammal upon this planet, in that elephant's diet on a daily basis, it's only consuming 2,000 milligrams of calcium. But that calcium is in a natural food matrix. It's not in a supplemental form. It didn't come from GNC or it didn't come from Walmart or your dollar store. Now, that's important. We'll get to that a little bit later because it doesn't matter where it came from. If it's not grown by nature, then it's pharmaceutically made by man. So how does this calcium then play into the supplement world? So that 1,000-milligram tablet that you're told to go grab, most often you're going to look at the ingredients and you're going to see it described as calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate is simply ground-up limestone. It's also an ingredient that's used in insecticides, pesticides, rubber, putty. It has a whole list of industrial uses. And this is out of the pharmaceutical textbooks, or the USP, the United States Pharmacopoeia, or the Merck Index, which will describe what their pharmaceutical uses are. And most of these ingredients, if not all of them, when you do take a look at what they are being listed for by the people who manufacture them and sell them, at best, you might see a little bit of a description at the end as a non-food supplement, but most of the industrialized purposes are listed for that ingredient, calcium carbonate, and what it's used for. That calcium carbonate, or ground-up limestone, is found within the earth. So it would make sense, well, if our diets are short in calcium, can't we just go grab this out of the soil? The problem is that calcium is not just calcium floating in the soil for us to go mine out. That calcium is attached to a stone, whether it's carbonate or it's a phosphate or a sulfate. That calcium is embedded within that stone. So now, within the soil, there's millions and billions of microorganisms that can break down these rocks and deliver just the calcium through the roots, which then uproot through the roots up into the stem, out into the plant, through the flower, and into your apple, your potato, broccoli, whatever is being grown. That is how those nutrients end up in our food. Now, if you hold that apple, you can show me where that calcium is or where that magnesium or where the potassium or vitamin C is. We just know that it's there. Based on scientific analyzation, they can break that apple down. They can show you every single component, every amino acid chain, everything. However, I've never seen a scientist or a nutritionist that was able to dissect all of that components, tell you what it is, and then put those components back into an apple or a potato or broccoli, back into its original God-given structure. Now, there's a very important aspect of that structure, and we'll touch base on that in a moment. But with this calcium carbonate, so now you take a 1,000-milligram calcium carbonate tablet. Out of that 1,000 milligrams, only 390 milligrams is actual calcium. The other 610 milligrams is carbonate. So out of that 1,000 milligrams, you have 390 milligrams of calcium. The rest is our body would consider a waste material, or more than half, 610 milligrams versus 390. Now, out of that 390 milligrams upon ingestion, and as your body starts to break down that or attempt to break down that rock, out of that 390 milligrams, your body would be lucky to get maybe 4 to 5% of that calcium to be absorbed into the body. Now, keep in mind, and we're going to touch base on this as well, that absorption does not equal utilization within the body. I can absorb toxic mercury. I can absorb lead. I can absorb arsenic. That does not mean it is going to be healthy for my body, or my body will utilize that in a fashion which is healthy or conducive for my health. So with that 390 milligrams of calcium, only 4 to 5% being absorbed, you're looking at maybe 15 to 18 milligrams out of that original 1,000 milligrams of calcium carbonate. So now out of this 13 or 15 milligram calcium that could be absorbed. That means there's over 980 milligrams or more than 98% of that material is a waste material. Your body has to figure out with this waste material how to safely excrete the carbonate. And what we've learned and discovered throughout the years, as when Dr. Llewellyn was on the air and he was promoting his clinical research into the elephant and how they were trying to supplement this elephant with this calcium carbonate, what they discovered was that because of that excessively overbalanced carbonate to the calcium ratio, that this was actually withdrawing much more nutrients out of the bones of the elephant to try to go to excrete the waste material. So what was happening is these bones were actually caving in on these elephants and were unable to support the weight of the elephant. So this is what happens when you start taking these rock forms that your body does not recognize as a natural form, such as a food-structured form. It tricks your body into saying, well, there's calcium here, but hey, this is not like calcium we're used to. We need a little help here. We need to sort of free up this calcium from this rock. So your body starts liberating its own nutrient stores to try to go and free up this calcium, which is bound to a rock because we didn't know any better and we were told just simply to go get calcium. And this is the effect of what happens. But now if that was just the end of the story, you'd say, okay, it was a lot of waste material. But what happens with that waste material is why we are here pushing the information out there for these proper structured nutrients. Because when you take that calcium carbonate in that synthetic form, or I'm sorry, in that isolated rock form, and your body attempts to break it down, liberating its own nutrients, what they're finding is that this actually depletes bones at a quicker rate than you could actually supplement with that same form. So it's a deleterious effect, deleting these nutrients from our own nutrient stores. We are one of the highest, as Americans, we have the highest rates of calcium supplementation throughout the world, so we should probably have the strongest bones. However, we also have among the highest rates of osteoporosis, osteopenia, and other types of bone malignancies. There's bone cancers that are also associated with this form that just keeps deleting out of our bones and coming, trying to eliminate that. So in Dr. Llewellyn's study, what they were finding is that in the lumen of the bowels, they were jam-packed with carbonate. So all of this years of supplementation being told to take 1,000, 1,500, 1,200 milligrams calcium carbonate, years upon years of taking these what we would consider to be small micro dosages or healthy dosages, the effect of what is actually occurring inside our body is our body cannot eliminate that toxic carbonate material, and it then gets lodged in arterial linings, in the lumen of the bowel. They're also finding out there's carbonates that make their way up into the brain. When you start trying to manipulate our diet and when you're trying to add our nutrients in forms that are not recognized by our body, there's a price to pay. We don't truly recognize it at first. We don't see what's happening. But to discover that after years and years of this supplementation dosage that these poor people had their lumens of their bowels jam-packed with this carbonate. Now, this carbonate by itself, yes, it might not be the most toxic thing around. However, when you buy a bulk powder calcium carbonate, if you wanted to open up your own vitamin store today and start selling this cheap industrialized polished rock material calcium carbonate, and you purchased it by a ton, now they would come and deliver you a bill of lading, which would also have on there a notice for heavy metal content. Now there is an allowable limit in the parts per million and even parts per billion that they allow these heavy metals to be in there. As long as it's under a certain part per million, that powder goes out to sale. Now, when that trickles out to the consumer, you don't realize, but you're also in every calcium carbonate, which is ineffective and being stored in places where it shouldn't be, your body now has to also deal with the fact that there was also trace lead, arsenic, cadmium. These heavy metal toxicities plague and wreak havoc upon our immune system. Here we are taking supplements thinking that this is the healthiest thing that we may be doing for our bodies today. And therefore, we walk away thinking that, well, at least I had my supplement today. I might have had that fast food meal, but I had my supplements. Those supplements may be the worst thing that you are doing for your body if they are not grown by nature. So that was my first little brief introduction. Now, with that calcium and an hour 30 milligram of calcium, that is in the complete protein-bound, food-structured calcium that you would find in your potato, that you would find in an apple, that you would find in your spinach, broccoli, nuts, beans, everything. That calcium is protein-bound within all that food. That calcium that is found in a grown-by-nature tablet, 30 milligrams, is also protein-bound. Now, out of that 30 milligrams, you're looking at maybe an 800 milligram tablet. That means that out of that 800 milligram tablet in our food tablet, you're getting all active components of food. So 30 milligrams in that 800 milligrams is the actual calcium. The other parts are proteins, complex carbohydrates, fatty acids, enzymes, lipids, all of the components that are naturally found in food. Remember I was talking about that scientist before? They can break you down. They can tell you everything, every component that's found within that food. However, I've never seen a scientist, nutritionist, able to put those nutrients back into a form and hand you back your apple. Our bodies require that food structured form because when we eat that apple, orange slice, broccoli, nuts, beans, legumes, whatever it is, upon digestion, those nutrients are protein-bound, meaning that there is protein that is associated with every single nutrient. So there is a protein that's in the magnesium. There's a protein that's also with the calcium. There's a protein that's also with your iron. There's also a protein with the zinc and the protein with the vitamin C in your apple. All of them have their own individual unique proteins, and these proteins absolutely amazing, and it was discovered in 1999, and the man was awarded a Nobel Prize for discovering such, that these proteins have intrinsic signals, meaning they have internal signals that govern their transport and localization to and within the cell. Now, what this basically means is that these proteins act like taxi drivers. They get signals that are signaled throughout our biochemistry in our body saying, yes, there's some calcium needed in the body, and it's required for the bones, and there's some vitamin E that's required for the liver at this point. So then these proteins are actively transported to the site of destination. Now, without those proteins, go back to this calcium carbonate, this rock, there is no protein. So it arrives into your stomach, confuses the shipping department. They say, we've got a delivery here. However, it's not in its normal packaging. And then your body goes through that process of trying to make complete that which was incomplete. So therefore, it starts deleting out of your other nutrient sources. With grown by nature, however, there is no waste material. Everything is able to be used effectively and efficiently. So if your body gets to that point when it reaches saturation, say if your body only needed 28 milligrams that day and you gave it 30 milligrams, 28 milligrams would be used. The other 2 milligrams would be set aside for proper exposure through our waste. This does not occur when you're taking these isolated pharmaceutical grade nutrients. Now, are they aware of that? I believe they are. I believe they are fully aware that they're selling you stuff that is only going to keep slowly deleting our actual health status. The same same companies that are making your more expensive prescription medications are also making your, quote, preventative measured at much cheaper ingredients. Now, for a company such as a pharmaceutical industry that only exists for profit, they don't care about Michelle getting sick or Tim coming down with another cold. They only care about their profit. They want to see those numbers going up. And therefore, so put yourself into that evil mind situation for a minute, if you dare. What would make more business sense? Selling very cheap material products for people to consume that would keep them healthy throughout the years and hoping that they would never spend money on your more expensive products? Or is it possible that there might be some sort of, agenda behind giving you these toxic materials that, when consumed on a daily basis, start wreaking havoc on our immune systems and push us quicker towards that need of prescription meds? I'm just going to leave that out there. I posed the question. I didn't say that. However, I strongly believe that. So, Posh, are you here with us yet?
I don't think you can hear me.
All right, I don't know exactly what happened, so I'm just going to continue along here. So one of the biggest questions.
They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. The intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your probiotics. Comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Again, this is guest host Jason Derkovics alongside my wife, Pasha Derkovics. We were asked to fill in for Daniel Brigman and the Power Hour, and we are so grateful to be able to do so.
Jason, I just wanted to quick interject something. I want to thank the Power Hour and all the listeners. In this false information age, we're just seeing so many people straying away from the false media narrative of the mainstream news, and we appreciate listeners, telling their friends and family about the Power Hour, what they're doing, and the message that they're sending, because it is truth. And we know that that's what people are searching for. They know it's Lights, Camera, Live right now with mainstream media. So to be able to have this platform that we can openly speak the truth, and the wonderful listeners are ready to receive it and share it with their friends, I just want to say how grateful I am for this platform.
Amen. And I completely agree with you. I mean, without the Power Hour, we're left to mainstream media, which we all know is just, you know, it's talking points for the powers that be. Yep. And the advertisers. Yeah. And, you know, you get some power people that you think are going to be sharing the message, and then you learn that, well, they got to them, and now their message has changed. But that has never been true with the Power Hour. They have always been the voice of truth for people to follow. And that's why, you know, with Grown by Nature, this is our home. This is where the truth needs to be shared. And we are so grateful for not only the Power Hour, but for you listeners, because you guys are the action that puts that in. So thank you.
Yes.
All right. So,
sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
No. That was an awesome point. Thank you for bringing that up. So I just wanted to continue. So with all the items for this week, the Power Hour has put all the Grown by Nature supplements, with some exclusions, at 25% off. 25% sale excludes the multi, the zinc, calcium, and pro magnesium. However, those are still at 10% off for this week. All others are at 25% off, which includes chromium, iron, potassium, selenium, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc. And I had mentioned calcium before with the elephant, and Pashi brought up a good point during that little break where we had, where audience, I know you're hearing me. I keep mentioning calcium carbonate. That's because that's the most widely used one. There's over 20 some odd different forms of calcium, whether it's calcium citrate, calcium chloride, calcium phosphate, calcium sulfate. The list goes on and on. As soon as you see anything else attached to that name, you know that it is a pharmaceutical derivative, or it is an isolated form that has just been polished down. For example, calcium citrate. Oh, it sounds like it has some citrus in there. Maybe I'm getting a little bit of my calcium and my vitamin C together. There is no citric anything involved with that. I don't know why that name came about, but it might be another marketing term. So calcium citrate, what happens is you start hearing all the bad news about this one form. So then what does everyone do? They start putting all their eggs into the other baskets and saying, well, how about calcium citrate? Calcium carbonate's getting some bad press. Maybe we should start pushing this and put our formula now with calcium citrate, or calcium this or calcium that. It does not matter. It is all the same isolated forms that are not utilized correctly within the body. So,
and are they in parentheses by where it says calcium, they're getting actually tricky and they're putting it in other ingredients. So make sure you check that as well. For if it says calcium, you might be like, yay, it's calcium. And then you look at other ingredients and it says calcium carbonate. Well, there you go. So they're getting trickier and trickier, because we're getting smarter and smarter.
And that's, let's take a pause real quick, because you're bringing up such an excellent point. I can sit there. I know what I'm looking for when I go into the supermarket store, but there may be some listeners out there that don't. Whether they've heard this before or hearing this for the first time, here's a little thing that you can do. When you start going to these supplement aisles within a store, look at two or three bottles. Just turn them around. Look at where it shows the RDA percentages. However, what Pasha just brought up is they're getting a little bit trickier, because they don't always list in that box under supplement facts where that calcium is coming from. They might just say calcium. Start reading the actual ingredients text, where it says over on the left side of the label, it says ingredients. and then go through each one of those ingredients, if you cannot recognize what plants or what food structure this is coming from, then turn that bottle around, put it back on the shelf, and walk away, because those nutrients have no business inside my body, inside your body, or inside anybody. Those nutrients are pharmaceutically made, like I said, possibly with an agenda to get you sicker quicker, because they are not in a form recognizable by the body. It only deletes other nutrients out of your body to make or try to eliminate this toxic overload that was just ingested by us. Now your body has to go into sort of panic mode. You always hear around flu season, a big push. They start talking about airborne, or they start talking about all this other stuff. All they're doing is just throwing in the same ingredients, the same synthetic ascorbic acid that upon ingestion does not have antioxidant within the body. Now, they've
But it was developed by a teacher.
Oh, but it was developed by a teacher who had a couple kids that had sniffles. Yes, do you see the marketing behind that? Like,
yeah.
Don't look at our labels, but look at who's putting this forth. It was a teacher, of course. Well, they deal with kids that are sneezing and wiping their noses on their sleeves. She must really protect herself. So, hey, I should also get the airborne for my family. You see how that marketing works? I'm sorry, we don't have millions of dollars for Grown by Nature to put on a lab coat person to stand in front of the TV and say why ours is better. We rely on the truth. We rely on you as the Power Hour listeners to know that truth, to share that truth. And the truth is, only Grown by Nature is in a form that your body can truly use. When we are taking supplements, it's to make up for what is missing in our diet. When we take the other forms, we're not making up. Go ahead.
I wanted to share our experience since we're on that subject of reading labels. Jason and I did a little trip to our local Walgreens or CVS. I forget which one it is. They're all the same. But we're looking at the different vitamins that they sell, and we turn the label over. Same ingredients. Oh, look, there's one on the top shelf in a lockbox behind plexiglass that only you have to get somebody from the desk to open it up. But I was able to take a little peeky poo on the side and see what was on the label. You never guess what I found. Same stuff, but it's in a lockbox, y'all. So that's some serious nutrients there.
I believe that was that their vitamin D that they were selling?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so they use the same exact ingredient for their D3, which is listed as cholecalciferol. Cholecalciferol either comes from irradiated animal fats such as cattle brains or spinal cords from slaughterhouses, and then they irradiate that sloppy mess to extract their vitamin D, or it comes from lanolin, which is pressed wool grease. So they take all this wool, they put it into high-pressure things to get this grease out, and then that's what they are extracting their vitamin D out. So it comes from one of those two sources there. Now, most people, when they go to purchase vitamin D, they say they don't realize what it is, where it's coming from. They don't know that these are animal slaughterhouse byproduct materials that also in Europe, if you handle cholecalciferol, you have a very low dosage allotment that you can handle or be around in a day. Very low dosage. Why? Because that powder might be in the air for quite a while. You're inhaling it. It causes irritation to the nose, to the eyes, to the esophagus, and to the lungs. But let's just put that into a capsule and you ingest that at higher dosages than these workplace people are being exposed to. Does that sound like it's a healthy product for you to consume? No. However, as Pasha was pointing out, we saw the same ingredients at Walgreens listed in this one section and at five or six times the price, because this one was in a, quote, lock box. Reminds me of Al Gore in the past. But anyways, that lock box with the same ingredient in there, now charged at five times the amount. And as Pasha points out, she turned it around. She goes, it's the same exact cholecalciferol ingredient. Now, if they were healthy and they were, you know, boosting your vitamin D levels within your serum and your red blood cells, then I would say, okay, they can justifiably, you know, price gouge versus the next guy, but they're not. They're just as bad as the other one, except you're paying five or six times the price for that same chemical.
Just go to the Dollar Tree. I mean, seriously, just go to the Dollar Tree. Avoid the spend. I mean, if you're really going to do that, just the Dollar Tree is the same stuff. Like, they sell for $70 in the lockbox. Like Jason said, it's coming from the same people. Just different marketing and just depending on what kind of money they want to put into it. So.
And that right there is another true story that Pasha just shared, that it's in the dollar store. We're not just saying that. We actually were at a Dollar Tree, and they had a little thing of the vitamins on display, quote, for a dollar. And I pick it up, and I always joke with Pasha saying, how much does this cost? And she rolls her eyes at me because I ask her every item that's a dollar in the store. So I say, look, here's your vitamin B complex. We turn it around. It's the same ingredients. You only have to pay a dollar at this store, but if you walk down three stores down where they have it on a display and inside a lockbox, you might be paying 20 times the price of that. So all of this to share is that we need to be aware of what is being used to trick us out in the market, so then you can stay clear of that. Share that message with other people, because this is where it all begins with health, because we're focused on our diets. Our diets are missing nutrients. Even the best organic whole food diets, you're not getting the same amount of nutrients on that same diet 30, 40 years ago. You're getting half the amount of nutrients. So supplementation is not simply a luxury. It's not something that people should just, oh, well, if I can afford it, then maybe I can include some of these nutrients into my diet. However, you know, you pay $3 or $4 for a coffee or a, you know, caramel latte, whatever it is, and then we think twice about how we spend for actual nutrients. Well, the truth of the matter is, if you're spending even $5 at that dollar store, you're spending too much. If you're spending a dollar at that dollar store, you're spending too much, because those nutrients are only going to bring adversary effects to your body and not do anything to increase your health status. So back to within the frequently asked question that we were talking about before the break, we were talking about yeast sensitivities. Now, Dr. Llewellyn has done work in clinics around the world, and he's quoted that there's been people that are so yeast sensitive, they cannot even breathe the outdoor air because they would have a reaction. So they're in these like double air pressure treated wards while they're being treated. And Eric, Dr. Llewellyn, has fed them our nutrients, which are yeast based, and they've never had an adverse reaction reported because those cell walls have been removed, analyzed, certificate of analysis to show as such. All that is left is just those nutrients that was within that yeast growth medium. So now we have a complete food structure that is being fed to these people, and they do extremely well with these yeast nutrients. So people that can't even be outside because of the yeast in the air are able to consume our nutrients, which are based in yeast because the cell walls have been removed. No known allergens whatsoever. So that is that story. Now, frequently asked question number three, your multivitamin contains iron. I love this topic. Love this topic. I've always heard men should not take iron. Do you offer a multivitamin without iron? Now, why is it that companies are advertising that their multivitamins don't have iron? Pasha, do you know?
Yes, I do. But do you want me to give the answer? Would you like to? I always tell people this. When they ask that, I always say, does your doctor also tell you to stop eating vegetables and foods that are rich in iron? And they go, no. I go, well, That should tell you something right there. So I'll let you take it from there.
All right. Well, I would challenge any listener that is under that belief or has been told that they should avoid iron. I would like you to send to me through email, contact@grownbynature.com. Try to find one food upon this earth that does not have iron. Any beans, any nuts, any... And if you do find one or two or a few, wow. The point is that iron is in every single plant food structure upon this earth. I also hear people, hey, stay away from multivitamins. Well, I agree with them when they are being told to stay away from multivitamins on the most part because they're not taking multivitamins or multiminerals. They're taking multichemicals. And this is why when it became known that chemical source iron, when put into the same capsule or tablet as chemical source vitamin E, they negate each other and actually can bring about adverse reactions. So as soon as that relationship was known, a lot of these companies just stopped putting in the iron. However, there's still companies out there that know this and still put those chemical forms together because they want to make sure you get your iron, but you're not getting iron that's found in your spinach. You're not getting iron that's found in your potato or even your grapes or your orange. You're getting iron filings. You're getting ferrous fumarate, ferrous sulfate, ferrous gluconate. You're getting stuff that is not meant for our bodies. Those iron forms that appear on those labels should never be within your supplement bottle. Maybe an Etch-A-Sketch. That's what the same similar type ingredients are, is those heavy metal iron filings. Now, if the consumer
That's
were
awesome.
To know that, they'd probably want to avoid iron at all costs. However, as I was just pointing out, iron is in every single bit of food upon this earth. So that's true for basically all these vitamins, all these minerals. They have every single bit of food could be considered a multivitamin. I don't know any plant or any food that only offers me vitamin C without magnesium. I don't know any plant that offers magnesium that doesn't also have calcium or zinc in the side with it and iron. I don't know any foods that don't exist as multivitamins within our food choices out there. So the issue that then arises is, well, why are we being told not to take this supplement simply because it has iron? Well, they rarely tell you that because they adversely react within the body. No, they concoct some other story that, oh, you get too much iron in your diet already. And that may be true for some people, but you know what's going to help that? An actual good protein-bound form of iron to help clear out some of the artificial forms that might be floating around as heavy metals or some good whole food selenium that might bind to these heavy metal toxins. Our selenium can bind heavy metals and help eliminate the body. The other seleniums that are offered, sodium selenite, is actually known to cause cancer by itself. Selenium is one of the most important nutrients for our immune system. Dr. Llewellyn saying by introducing just food form selenium, such as offered with Grown by Nature through the Power Mall, that selenium, just reintroducing that back to the diet, cut cancer rates by more than 50%. And he uses 50 very gingerly because he says the number is actually closer to 80 to 90, but he throws that number out, cuts those cancer rates at that because, as he describes it, it plugs the holes of our immune system. Our immune system requires selenium. If the selenium is not in our diet, where are we going to get it? Not from the other forms. Sodium selenite, which actually mutates DNA cells, which is a precursor towards cancer, as I just pointed out. Not sodium selenite or selenomethionine, which is also used as a radioactive imaging agent. Those are the chemical forms of selenium that are being offered. You don't know. You don't hear that. They don't say on the label, hope this helps with your immune system, because this is really geared for radioactive imaging agents. Would you buy that bottle if it said that? No. Would people be putting those on the shelves if they knew that was what it was truly in the bottle? Possibly, because I know there are a lot of doctors out there that know this, and they're still pushing vitamins. They're still pushing things behind it. Last time we were on the air.
I will say, with all due respect, Jason, that there are, because doctors really cover nutrition in their studies and teachings, when they basically tell a patient, you're low on this, go take a supplement, they really don't know what form there are out there, the dangers of them. They just know, oh, your numbers are low, go take something and make sure it's a high dosage. And the person goes off and they, I need, you know, 3,000 milligrams of this because my doctor said so. It's like, well, what form did they say? Oh, they just said to take some calcium, or they just said to take some iron. It's like they didn't give them exactly what they needed to do. So that's kind of where we step in and help to educate and let them make that decision then on their own.
No, and thank you for pointing that out. I hope I never come across that I'm belittling doctors on any level. I love doctors. I love nurses. I have the utmost respect for them. I know they all went into the field with the intention to help. They wanted to make a difference. They wanted to change. Some of them get jaded by big pharma getting pushed in, telling them they now have to push this vaccine, or they have to push this and they have to push that. And some of them stand up and then they have to fight that. And I'll pray for them that they continue to have that strength to be bold where they know the truth is there. But then there are other doctors that hear this message and they sort of just let it go and they just continue about their way. But when that truth is known and these people fully understand it, now they have that decision to make, and then it becomes one of morals. And that is where last time when we were on the air, we were talking about, for example, standard process. And a caller called in. I wish we had that audio clip readily available at the moment. But when he called in, I believe he said something along the lines of, I was calling in to prove you wrong, and however I basically discovered that I was wrong and that you were right. That standard process, what Pasha points out before, as listeners, look at their label, not just the supplement facts, but where this gentleman caller discovered the ingredients were listed in the other ingredients section, and that's where he saw the chemicals being described as what they were listing for their vitamin C and also their calcium. And then he also said honey. Well, what's the honey in there? And I explained. I said, well, when they put the word honey in other ingredients, they can now refer to their whole entire supplement as a whole food supplement. That's where there's got to be some sort of legislation or something within the supplement market. You should not be able to be claiming that this is where it is or this is where it came from when it did not. Or when you're saying that this is a whole food product, but then you look at the ingredients and they're mixing in isolated forms. What part of whole needs to be whole 100% in order to be whole? How can you say this is a whole food product because you put in an ingredient of honey, but then you're putting in these synthetic chemicals that are going to wreak havoc inside the bodies? They push it around through doctors. This is the doctor's preferred or chiropractor's preferred standard process. And when I show up and I start talking to some of these chiropractors or doctors and I say what I do with Grown by Nature, they almost snub their nose at me. Well, we offer standard process. And I say, oh, well, good, then you need me. And they sort of perk up a little bit, and then I explain to them, and I say, here, let me see that bottle on your shelf, and I'll turn it around, and I'll show them right where it's pointed that that's a chemical that's toxic. Here's another ingredient that you didn't think would be in here. Here's another one. And now all of a sudden it's like the wool came off of our eyes, and they're starting to see clearly now. However, those same doctors, you come back a week or two, they might still have that bottle still up on that shelf, and it was not replaced with Grown by Nature. Those are the types of doctors I'm talking about where now you know the truth and the morals have not won you over and you're still working for that almighty buck. That's the problem that occurs today. What do you think about that?
Well, I wouldn't say that. We are very pleased because when trying to get the word out of this, we did find a doctor and that is a private practice in Minnesota who's actually very, very popular, who finally got it. Like, he got it. And he, it's it highly, touts us to his patients, and it's wonderful. But of course, he's under major scrutiny, or he was under the medical board, and they tried to pull his butt. Like, there's so much stuff behind this. We just have to just keep the truth going.
Pasha, we'll get back to that in a minute. Order online, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or thepowermall.com. We'll be back shortly.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X 4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.